Massachusetts is taking its transportation future in a new direction. The Baker administration yesterday said it will enter a regional pact with 8 other states and the District of Columbia to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from vehicles. The announcement came days after a special commission convened by the governor drew a new roadmap for the state's transportation system. As WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports, the commission looked at the demographic, economic, and environmental factors driving our transportation needs.
The future of transportation isn't what it used to be. The Jetsons' high-flying flights of the future have been in reruns since the 1960s, but hovering aero cars are still on the distant horizon. Predicting the future of transportation is tough, said Governor Baker, announcing the release of the commission's 250-page deep dive, detailing different transportation scenarios and specific policy recommendations for the next 2 decades.
We knew this wouldn't be an easy task. The next 20 years in transportation are going to look very different than the last 20 years.
The commission report says by 2040, Massachusetts must fundamentally transform its transportation system, moving more people in fewer vehicles, while considering a changing climate and disruptive demographics. Secretary of Transportation Stephanie Pollack was a member of the commission.
The twin transportation challenges of the 21st century are congestion and climate change. And both congestion and climate change will be heightened by the reality that the Commonwealth's population is growing and aging.
Over the next 20 years, Massachusetts' population is expected to grow by 600,000. That's like adding the population of Boston to the Commonwealth. The growth will largely be due to people living longer, increasingly staying in their homes, so we'll need more mobility services for senior citizens. Where people live, the distances they have to travel, and the impact of new technologies add to the complexity of forecasting the future of transportation in a climate-changing future.
Transportation is already the largest source of carbon emissions of any sector of the economy, and it's the only sector that's growing. So it's an enormous problem.
Chris Dempsey is director of a coalition of environmental groups called Transportation for Massachusetts. Dempsey, the former assistant secretary of transportation in the Patrick administration, says 40% of the state's climate-changing greenhouse gases are produced by vehicles. And that is a matter of social justice and public health.
Springfield, Massachusetts is the asthma capital of the United States because of air pollution and because of transportation. Chelsea has the highest rates of juvenile hospital asthma admissions of any community in the Commonwealth because it has Logan Airport on one side and the Tobin Bridge on another side. These are transportation issues. And so we need to be providing communities options, and I think it can be fair, especially because the status quo is so unfair.
The Governor's Commission on the Future of Transportation details several possible solutions. Commission Chair Steve Kadish offers one.
Beginning in 2040, all new cars, light-duty trucks, and buses sold in Massachusetts will be electric or use other technology that meets the same emission standards.
But cleaner vehicles only solve part of the problem. The commission suggests raising tolls or perhaps implementing congestion pricing to limit inner-city traffic. But no gain without pain. It costs about $15 to enter central London these days. Chris Dempsey says the goal here should be to make urban travel healthier, footloose, and car-free.
What we want in a place like Greater Boston, which is suffering from congestion, is we want to provide those options so that we're not making the traffic on our roads worse, but we're allowing people to get to work, get to school, get to their healthcare appointments without having to get in a car.
In other words, walking, biking, and public transportation. The commission's number one priority calls for investing in mass transit to make it more reliable, comfortable, and financially sustainable. Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack.
Even in a world of electrified, autonomous fleets of vehicles, high-frequency, high-capacity transit will remain the most efficient and sustainable way to move large numbers of people. But transit agencies and the service they provide, especially bus service, needs to be reinvented.
Governor Baker already has a 5-year, $8 billion plan to expand and improve the MBTA. Creating the transportation system of the future will take even bigger bucks and require public and private investment. During a gubernatorial debate last November, the governor anticipated the commission's recommendation to raise funds by putting a price on transportation fossil fuels.
I think the way to do this one, and we're currently having conversations with our other colleagues in New England and in the Northeast, is to try to do this the same way the REGI program works.
REGI is the decade-old regional greenhouse gas initiative that has dramatically reduced carbon emissions produced by New England's electric power plants. The Governor's Commission and the surprise regional pact announcement yesterday recommend a similar market mechanism for fossil fuels used to power vehicles, REGI for transport, charging wholesalers a fee at the border for fuels they import into the region. The Commission estimates the fee or carbon price would cost the average driver $2 a month, and over a decade, the new regional pact could create upwards of 50,000 jobs. The funds could be invested in building the transportation system of the future, offering rebates on electric cars and constructing charging stations and bike paths. Michael Barrett, chair of the Senate Telecom, Utilities, and Energy Committee, is a big booster of putting a price on carbon.
We're all economic animals. We do respond to higher prices. We find a way to be frugal. We find a way to consume less. The trick in carbon pricing is to make sure that you don't penalize people who can't adjust immediately.
Case in point, the recent violent demonstrations in France that ignited when the government announced plans to raise taxes on fossil fuels. Senator Barrett has an unusual idea on how to ease the pain of a carbon fee.
It sounds unrealistic until it happens, and then it sounds like common sense.
Here's how Senator Barrett's carbon tax plan might work. The government estimates the annual per capita additional cost of a carbon price and sends people a check for that amount and lets them decide what to do with the money.
Families have very down-to-earth kitchen table conversations in which they basically say, you know what, we can save the planet a little pollution by using a little less of a fossil fuel. And meanwhile, we have this check. If we can spend less over the course of the year than this check represents, there's a little bonus for the green family involved.
Barrett believes people would use the advance to insulate their homes or buy more fuel-efficient appliances and vehicles. Massachusetts State Senator William Brownsberger, a leader in devising transportation legislation, is optimistic.
If we implement those that, on the one hand, give people incentive, on the other hand, raise money, then we may start a virtuous spiral where we get better and better public transportation, more and more people using it, and less congestion and better quality of life and less carbon emissions.
The roadmap to the state's transportation future has been drawn. The public debate now begins. It will no doubt be a very rough ride as disruptive technologies emerge and competing forces fight over ends and means. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Kellerman.